Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Greetings, beloved students and friends. I come to you at this point of your April Fool's Day. Being the fool is going to be the foundation of our discussion today, reflected within your current events. So what exactly is being the fool meaning, rather than just ridiculing or making fun of someone and seeing yourself better than someone else, when in reality it is simply an ego defense of your own lack of self or confidence about yourself, isn't it? But there is a folly in being human that is an overlay of being the fool. And the principle of the folliness in choosing to being human is the erroneous belief, the erroneous thinking that you can control what you did not create. And not accepting and not understanding the higher realm principles and equations and tenets and truths and wisdoms that are coming through to you in the past and in the present to free you from your ignorance. Your ignorance of not knowing moving into stupidity. Stupidity is knowing something and still going forward with it and experiencing that stupidity enough and often enough until you get sick and tired of learning that way and you make another decision to create the consequence to your liking and your outcome. So having begun with this introduction on this Fool's Day, your April Fool, and examining the folly of being human, let us revisit the folly, if you will, with each and every current event that we review from a higher realm perspective on this particular day. Welcome, everyone.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. It is good to be here.
On this April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Stupidity, knowing something and still going forward anyway.
Yes. Allowing ignorance to move into stupidity. Where is that taking place within your foolishness and within your folly?
Ignorance, allowing stupidity. Well, let's see. The first conversation I wanted to have today with you is about the Mueller report. Perhaps there's some stupidity surrounding this. After nearly 2 years of investigations, Special Counsel Robert Mueller submitted his report on his investigation as to whether members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to interfere in our elections. Now, we haven't seen the full report. We're told we may get that in the middle of this month of April. But the Attorney General William Barr did submit a four-page summary stating that there was no evidence of collusion with Russia, though the report could not exonerate Trump from obstruction of justice, he said. And Barr added his own opinion that there was insufficient evidence that Trump had obstructed justice. Now, of course, Congress is demanding the full report, and we hope indeed to get that. But from your lofty perspective, I wondered if you can offer any insights about the scope or details or accuracy or independence of the report.
It is not a lofty perspective. It is a perspective that you are achieving and mastering yourself and moving into your own ascended mastership yourself. So know that we of the higher realms are not better than or not loftier than, that we are a way shower and a pathfinder for where you are going, in effect, if you so choose. The report. What is taking place here is a lot of political fisticuffs, if you will. You have a partial review of a report, which has only highlighted certain aspects, that opinions are being postulated, often in a political context, of who's right, who's wrong, and who's in control. and who's not in control. The gentleman, the divine soul, the one you call Trump, never actually believed that he would win the presidency of the United States. In many aspects, this was a publicity stunt. It was a PR stunt to gain the attention that he so needs within his wounded relationship with self. Ironically enough, as a result of the imbalance within the Electoral College, he has gained this position, this executive position of the President of the United States. And all of his behavior prior to that experience and during the experience was based upon not really believing that he would aspire to this particular office. So as a result of that, all of the business and monetary and financial schemes that were taking place throughout his professional life continued to take place, and the residues of those continued to take place within his presidency. It is not the entire Congress that wishes to have this report revealed. It is a certain aspect of your House of Representatives, which is largely being influenced by the feminine energy balancing out the patriarchal masculine energy. So that is what's taking place. So if and when this report, assuming it can be revealed without modification, without hiding certain facts, it will be an opportunity as you move into your presidential elections for the citizenship to make another choice or not. Does that help you?
Well, it certainly would give us the citizens an opportunity to make another choice. there was so much behavior that would be troubling, I think, to any objective observer. Mr. Trump was openly really inviting Russia, which is a totalitarian regime, of course, to become involved in our elections. He was doing it right out in the open. And there are all those meetings going on with so many different members of the troop entourage, and then they were lying about them or denying that they happened. That all by itself would be troubling to any objective observer, I would think. And then we would hear Trump taking Putin's word, denying any Russian involvement with our election, even though our intelligence agencies were clearly showing that they were.
So it's a matter of pre- and post-election behavior. The pre-behavior continues in the post and the present behavior. As has been pointed out to you before, this individual fell upon a complete financial collapse of his enterprises. There were no banks within the Americas who would support him going forward. So his base of financial support was with the oligarchs in Russia. So as a result of that foundation, how he is behaving and how he is speaking is attempting to protect his familial foundation of businesses. Do you understand?
Right. So he's really trying to protect his own interests.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is not about we the people, by the people, for the people. And the irony of all of this, this wounded behavior, was all revealed to the citizenship prior to being elected. So here he is, the Shakespearean character upon the stage of humanity, revealing in a very forthright way the wounds and the ego defenses around those wounds of humanity. He is a player upon the stage, and if you look carefully, he is revealing much of the mass woundedness and defendedness of humanity, of the citizenship of the United States at large.
You know, as we observe this president, or any president, really, it's important to really step back, I think, in terms of what you've said about the mission of the United States, which is to bring we consciousness to the world and to bring peace, love, equality, harmony, and balance to the entire world.
What you're experiencing now, which we have addressed before, as a result of current events, which is about this podcast is all about, isn't it?
Right.
You have more people involved in democracy understanding the structure of the democratic process within this country, which was founded upon we of the higher realms coming in and giving a higher realms perspective of what has historically happened on the planet and being human, and how can you prevent those from happening by creating the Founding Father papers, which you have, which are not actually activated at this time, but you're in the process of more people understanding them, returning civic studies back into the studies of the youth, and allowing people to become involved like they never had before. And that process is in place, isn't it?
Well, the process is very much in place. And it's interesting that you raised the point, because I was just reading a piece by Tina Brown that was in this weekend's New York Times. And I think the headline of the article was, Can Women Save the World? And it was so in keeping with what you said about the rising of the feminine energy, that you said that we would really not achieve the goals of peace, love, equality, harmony, and balance until there was a balancing of the feminine and the masculine energies. And that seems to be going on, too, among the other trends that you just highlighted.
Yes, understand that that imbalance of those energies, which transcend your gender and sexuality, is the basis for all of your bias, your prejudice, your duality, and your separation. So understand that this can also take place within a physical format. But remember, when you are physically a masculine energy, you are etherically and astrally female. When you are female physically, you are masculine etherically and astrally. So it can also be a play of the balancing of the physical female and the physical male. But it is, in your vernacular, definitely the physical female taking the charge, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're really, It seems to me, taking a more healing or challenging some of the efforts to separate us. One of the it's interesting as we step back to look at the larger trends. Let's first see what Russia's trying to do with the democracies of the West. They've been using social media, for example, very expertly to divide people in terms of race, religion, ethnicity, and so on. And they've been raising distrust among the people in the democracies about the their governance and the legitimacy of their institutions. And I see Trump is doing the very same thing when he's kind of pitting when he's holding up the Mexicans as being a threat, and the issue of in immigration as being a threat, and divisions by race and religion and so on. So Trump seems to be doing the same thing that the Russians are doing, but the feminine energies in places like Slovakia and New Zealand, when these divisive things raise up, they seem to have such a healing way of bringing people together, which kind of heals the separation that the patriarchy in some locations is trying to create.
Yes, and the populace at large is aware of what is going on with the Russian cyberspace activities. Remember, cyberspace was gifted to humanity through the Archangel Uriel's forces in order to bring you together, but not unusual for humanity. You are corrupting it. You are misusing it in many ways to separate yourself in order to bring yourself in a full circle of unity. As far as the nations containing the feminine energy is concerned, they have the capacity to bring physical life into the 3D formatting as a result of that receptive energy that can actually create physical life. They have another, in your vernacular, perspective on exactly what is the necessary step to create unity, to create a we consciousness. But the populace at large is more and more aware. Certain cyberspace vehicles, such as some of your social media companies and your websites, are being held responsible for content in a way that in the otherwise was not, because it was not known. In large part, a nation such as Russia is a failed state controlled by a dictatorship with few human rights for the individuals. All they can do at this point is attempt to roar out loudly on an international stage through these attempts of manipulating democracies. It will not be successful. Why? The reason it will not be successful is that these tyrannical regimes do not have a fail-safe structure of what the next step will be once the dictator at large is in demise, leaves, is killed, dies of natural causes. And if you look at history and if you look at the tyrant's behavior, you will see that each time when the tyrant leaves, there is not a passing of the baton. We of the higher realms have been very, very careful in the creation of something called democracy, that there is a transfer, a smooth, legal, lawful transfer of executive, judicial, and congressional power without revolt, without revolution, without chaos. That is what is missing in all those regimes. They may have a certain amount of earth time, their play upon the stage, if you will, but they will not last a long time. They never do, they never will.
To bring it back to some of the observations what we were making about Trump and Putin and the challenge to democracy and so on, you have told us that this chaos that was going to be unfolding in America and the world is serving as a wake-up call to people in democracies, that democracy is not a spectator sport and that we all have to participate and take care of our democracy. And you said that ultimately it was going to be healing our separations. And the encouraging thing that you told me was that it's all in divine order.
Can you trust? Can you surrender to that truth? For the monsters of mankind are fear, doubt, and ignorance. If you fear it, which is the lack of love, if you doubt it, if you don't know about it, that prevents the manifestation of anything. Release your fear. Release your doubt. Do not allow your ignorance to move into stupidity, and know that all is in divine order. And why is that? Because, beloved students and friends, this is the university, the love-iversity of life. This planet was created to be a reflection of love, the consciousness, the energy of this force called love. It is your destiny for you to ascend into a higher state of a loving reality or not. Your planet is in the process of her final 2,000-year ascension process and returning from the light from whence you all came. This beloved planet would do it with or without humanity. What choices do you choose to make in your wake-up call? Those who choose to listen to these messages have already made the decision to be a part of the ascension process of this divine planet and of the play of humanity upon the surface and often within the interior of this planet, to allow this love adversity to serve the entire solar system, to serve this entire galaxy, to serve this entire universe, to serve this entire multiverse. This is the mission that you all signed on to, beloved humans, in being human. This is the choice that you made. And this is a divine order that no one, the folly of being human, can think that they can control what they have not created. Yes, you have chosen to be a part of it, but you did not create it.
Thank you for that wonderful wisdom, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.